You may have seen the story that the PDC Darts are no longer going to be using walk-on girls after pressure from broadcasters. ITV seems to have been the one that have brought this up. Women, of course, have accompanied players onto the stage for quite some years, and something that's been criticised, and the PDC have finally decided to act on this. To talk about this, one of the original PDC walk-on girls, and that's Nicola Cow. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's nice to be where I am, so I hope everything's good where you are in Yorkshire.
It's a bit cold here. You're over in Dubai at the moment, so what do you actually do out in Dubai now?
I've been working for an airline for 5 years in Dubai, so I've been here for quite a while.
And when did you join the PDC? Because yeah, I think you were one of the, if not the original walk-on girl for the PDC.
I worked for them for about 5 years. It was on and off, so quite some time. Yeah, quite a while. I started off with Nicola Moriarty, and then it was just before Daniela came on. So it was good experience.
What was it actually the experience like? Because I mean, it's quite an atmosphere, isn't it? When you go to the darts, it's, you know, there's quite a lot of people maybe slightly inebriated. It's an interesting atmosphere, Nicola. I can imagine some people might find it a bit scary, but I'd imagine also it could be quite exciting.
Well, to be honest, I fully enjoyed my time at the darts. I think it was a fun experience that I had. It was always lighthearted. You're always in them sporting environments, you're always going to get people who are drinking, and you know, especially the UK, they love having a drink or a beer when they go out. So, you know, as long as you take everything on the chin, it's fine. I mean, the people in the PDC themselves, they're always very professional, but you just don't put yourself in that sort of position. If you know, if you can't take a bit of a joke or you don't like the limelight, then just don't do the job. Yeah. Well, no, I had a very good time there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the key. There's been a lot of people sort of criticising the PDC for making this decision now, and there's been other people that it seems to be sort of like two different camps. Where do you stand on this? It seems a bit of a shame that this has ended, but I can sort of understand in this current atmosphere, you know, you can understand the PDC doing something like this.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to take on board things that people say, but, you know, personally, not everyone's going to agree. You know, people are always going to disagree with each other. I think it's a shame, to be honest, that other girls can't experience what I've experienced. And, you know, I don't think it's going to be permanent. I do think that, you know, eventually they will bring the walk-on girls back. They'll probably just, you know, there'll be something else that goes on that they end up banning in the end. But I think the walk-on girls bring a nice little bit of some glamour to the show. I don't see anything wrong with it personally.
Well, let's be fair. These darts players, they need a bit of glamour because they are not glamorous at all, Nicola, are they?
Well, I don't know. You could probably try and stick a sparkly dress on that, and that might get the TV ratings up. You never know.
I can't imagine that. Although I could imagine maybe Peter Wright. I could imagine that with his sparkly hair. Probably go well with a sparkly dress, I'd imagine.
This is very sparkly.
but I just want, you know, what do the PDC do now? Because, I mean, you know, they are sort of like, they changed darts as we know it by bringing in like all the sort of the showbiz elements and the razzmatazz, the walk-on girls, the dancers on stage, and you just sort of wonder what they're going to do with it now. Is it just going to be the darts players walking on their own? I mean, if you were, you know, advising the PDC, what would you suggest?
Well, I'm pretty sure the PDC have already looked into it on and you know, took on board people's opinions and views, and under the current situation, they've decided at the time that this is the best thing for them. But you know, they've changed from the BDO. They don't really want, I don't think they want to go back to just having the darts players walking on their own and doing that. They want, it's an entertainment show, and that's why the PDC is, you know, so popular, because it is a little bit different and it brings on board a lot of fun. And it's always lighthearted. I think you just get some people who are a little bit sensitive at times, I think so. I think, you know, I don't think this will last forever. I think this will just be short term. They'll do something else. it's TV at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is TV. It is entertainment. There's no doubt about that. But and you said earlier on that at no point during your career, during your 5 years of doing it, did you feel uncomfortable or in danger in any way? That wasn't something that happened to you?
No, not at all. I mean, especially in place in the PDC, we always have security anyway. The security guys are great. They're always very professional. From the runners that are in the background to the guys that are on stage, everyone's got a very professional and fun outlook, and they've always been like that with us. You know, you get the fans in the crowd, they might have a few drinks and you might get the odd things shouted out, but absolutely nothing where you'd get offended by it. But that's just what it's like. You've got crowds of men who are drinking and women. So, you know, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting to see even like some of the players are coming out at the moment. Michael Van Gerwen said, well, the PDC wants more people to see it as a sport. It doesn't interest me. It is a sport. Whereas Raymond Van Barneveld says, I'm going to really miss the girls. For me, they're part of the darts. And I think that's what a lot of people think. They are part of the darts. There's already an online petition, I think, to get them back.
It is a sport, and if that's the way that it is, then people look at it that way. That's fine. And other people they like having the girls on there. They like having the glitz and glamour. To me personally, you know, it wouldn't bother me if people did or didn't like it. I wouldn't make a huge issue out of it. But yeah, it's personal opinion, really. I personally don't see an issue with it.
Well said. Obviously, you're over in Dubai. What are you up to today? Is the weather nice? Is it raining? Please tell us it's raining.
The weather, it's miserable. It's raining. It's cloudy. I think I'm just going to stay inside in the air conditioning.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Don't blame. In other words, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's beautiful out there.
It's shorts and t-shirt weather, definitely.
Oh, good Lord, dearie me. That only happens one day a year in Yorkshire, dear.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Nicola, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really, really appreciate your time, and have a good rest of your day.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.